Yoram Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. We heard in the Gemara as follows. Rava had said, "B'toyer kul ha'amil loy pligi de loy chozelay." If a person is toyer and he comes to the Kayin, so Sai Rabbein and Sai Rabbi Yosi agree that the Kayin doesn't look at him. There's no tachlis to look. It'll, according to Rameya, he won't be metame him. So to be metire him without looking, he's also toyer. And according to Rabbi Yosi, Yizicha don't look, will be metame someone b'moyit. Behez gerishin, the kolamu lepligi de chozilei. Behez gerishin, everyone holds that you do look. So Rashi had said, she metayer lei, misameyach lei. If he'll be metayerim, so he's misameyach beregu. Ilei metayer lei. If he won't be metayerim, lei metami lei, yaisem edemikore, he won't be more tami than he was till now. If he won't be metayer, so he'll remain for the second hezger. So, sai by being mazger him, and sai by not going to him, automatically he's still behezger. So you're not doing anything bad, and there's a possibility that you might be metayer. Now let us see Tosfos. Behezger rishon kol ha'amil loy pligi. Ma shepirish bekuntres besoif hezgerishin, that besoif hezgerishin, there's no machlekes, that you could look, umishim hochi roye, e toyer shaper, if his toyer is good. Vi oimed be'einov, and if he's not toyer, the nega remains the same. Chilanami bebeis hakelo hayo oimed, so before he also was in the prison. So that means, so by making him remain in the prison, he's not doing any worse than by not going to him. That means he's in prison side by side. So the hezger, side by being mazgerim, side by not coming, is automatic. And there's a possibility they might be mitired. So no kilkul could ever come out by looking at him. The kasha, so Tosfos asks, "Amira de kasha, dulma posa hanega." I mean, why do you assume only two possibilities? Maybe the nega became toyer, or maybe it remained the same. And if these are the only two possibilities, then you're right. So there's, it's zicha kedai to look at him because he'll never be come worse than he was till now, and there's a possibility he might become better. So Taisa says, but there's a third possibility. Maybe the nega spread. And if the nega spread, be ye a tomei muchlet. So now you're making from a musker a muchlet. V'hochi mashmen b'nei goyim, perik aleph, nabba maris halol mitztachum zem. That's the name of the perik. So it says in the Goyim, these are the Yesoides. Liftoir es ha'oimed soiv shvua sheni. The din is, if it remained the same after the second hasker, so he's potter. That's one din. Lahachlit es ha'noilet boi michya isei alovam. You're a machlit, a person who was noilet boi a michya or a sei alovam. And this is betchila, sai, as soon as you saw it. If you saw it right away, that the first time the Kohen saw it, there was a michya or a seyo lovon, so he becomes a muchlet right away. B'soiv shavu arishin, oi b'soiv sheni, or la'achar aptu, that means, so that's the val another din, if there is a seyo lovon or a michya, whenever this is seen, he becomes a muchlet. And lahachlit eshenelud by pisyim b'seiv shuah rishne b'seiv shuah sheni. Or if the nega grew from what it was in the beginning of the hesker, so by the when you look at yom, you look at the seiv shuah rishne seiv shuah sheni, if it grew, so you also machlit him. So Tosfos asks Akashim, so why does the Gemara assume why does the Gemara assume that that by looking at by the head Saif has Gerishin, that is only a possibility of good, or he'll remain the way he was till now? There's another possibility. Maybe it'll be Metamim. So why, according to Rabbi Yossi, should you look at him? Maybe there was a Pisyen, maybe it'll be Metamim. Amor Dikakashi. Before we see Taisus Teretz, I'd like to say over a Teretz that the Mishlei Melech says, and that Rashi Lashitosai is not Shver Diskashi. There's a Machlikis between Rashi and the Ramban in Parshas Tazria. It says in the Posik, after the second Hezger, this is in Tazria Yud Gimel Posik Bot, V'roa HaKoyin Oisei Bayeim HaShvi Sheinitz, the Koyin sees him the second time, this is after the second Hezger, the Saif Hezger Sheini, V'hinei Keyo HaNega, Leifoso HaNega Boer, it was Keya Nega, the Nega became a lighter color, a duller color. Leifoso HaNega Boer, and there's no Pisyein, V'tia Raya Koyin, Mispachas Ibechives B'godo V'toyo. So, Rashi says, Keyo Huch Ho Mimar Isoy. That it became duller. Haim omad b'marisoi, oiposo tome. That, but if it remained the same, or there was pisyain, so it's tome. It's hucha mimarisoi. That's pashte dikro. The posuk seems to say this. We need keyo hanega, v'loi posa nega bo. We need keyo nega. We need loi posa nega bo. And then v'tirei ha-koyin. So then the koyin is metayah. But if it remained the same in size and in color, then the pasuk doesn't speak about it. So Rashi says, if it remained the same, his tummy becomes a muflet. This is Shitas Rashi. Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. Ramban holds that if it remains the same, it's toyer. And that what it says, Behine Keya Nega, the Pasuk is telling us a revuse. The Pasuk is telling us Kach Omr Chachomim, Shebesoiv Shvu Shniye, Bein Shekeya HaNega, Mimare HaSheleg L'sit HaHechel. Now Keya means that it lost the color of a Mare Nega. It has a Mare Nega, but it's Abba Maris Negoim. So Keya Nega means it was a brilliant white, and then it became a little duller. Shekeya Nega mimare hashelek l'sida heichel. Oishi yidame l'krumbeya. Or it went up. Shehoise kesid v'chazro l'shelek. So he says the din is that it's toil. If it's the same, or if it changed, it went up, it went down, it's toil. V'im kain peirish hakosuk, so what is pshat and posuk? So if the din is that he's toil, if it remained the same, the din is he's toil afilo before it was kesid ha-heichol, and then it went up to shelek. So why does the posuk say v'nei keyon ega? So he says the posuk means sheloi toima. Kiven shenistanis hanega lemare nega acher. Since it now looks like a different nega, before it was kesheleg, and now it's kesida eichel. Teiroe kitchilas. I would think now the halache that after 2 weeks of hezger, without pisyoin istoyer, that's afke. This is the same nega. The nega 2 weeks remained the same, it did not change in any way, it did not grow, there was no pishing, so that nega is toyer after 2 weeks of Hezker. But now, what would happen if the mar of the nega changed? Before it was kesheleg, it now became kesid. So memeles, I would think this is a new nega. So this new nega needs another 2 weeks of hezga. The pasuk says that it's toil. So the Ramban learns pshat and pasuk behine keya hanega does not mean that it has to be keya hanega. It means even though it was keya hanega, if it's leipos hanega bo'er betire yakoyim ispachasi v'chibes b'godu b'toyer. That's how the Ramban learns. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Now, we are learning pshat and Rashi, so let us say how Rashi learned the Gemara. So Rashi learned that in order for the nega to become toyer, it has to become keyah nega. It has to be keyah nega. So now the Mishnah Melech says as follows, perhaps, I want to be mamtik a little on what he says. So the Mishnah Melech says, so Rashi l'shitasa is mechidik. We are speaking about, is the kohen permitted to look at the nega in chalamoit? And the shaila is, according to Rabbi Yossi, he has to say a day is a toira tome. Maybe it's tome. Maybe it's tome. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, one does not look at the nega. Maybe it became tome. Maybe he's tome. So the Mishnah Melech says, the emes that we should be chayish that there was a physical change in the nega, that we never clear. Why should we clear that? It's a chazoke. The nega was like this, so I'm clearing. Will there, when the kohen goes and looks at the nega, did there a physical change occur? Let us say, should I clear that maybe a Seya Lovan was nailed, maybe a Michya was nailed in it? He says, Afilu Taisvis also didn't ask the Kasha about Seya Lovan or Michya, because Mahechi Taishi, should I think that something, he's saying the Kohen should not be permitted to look at the Nega because maybe a Seya Lovan grew. Why should you think such a thing? That's a Dova that was Nishadish, and why should I think that it was Nishadish? Till now there wasn't a Seil Oven. Till now there wasn't a Mishir. So why should the Koyin hold himself back on looking on the Nega? Because maybe something happened. You don't have to clear. Put it on Chazok. Mistom, it's the same like before. Pishyain, Toysis held, since this is not something new, this is the old Nega was Nispashit, got a little bigger. That Toysis held, we should clear. Maybe it spread out a little bit. Now Rashi held, you don't have to clear such things. Why do they have to clear? That an hishtanis occurred? You don't have to clear that the hishtanis occurred. So he says, then Rashi is beautiful. So by the first week, everyone holds that the kohen come. That means there's only, zichud is a possibility, became toyer. That's why he's coming. Maybe Taka there was, that means Anishtanis Latoyev, it's worthwhile to give a look. Maybe he did become Toyer. But to say you're not allowed to look at it because maybe you'll be Metamehim, that means you're not allowed to look, according to Rabbi Yossi that says he has to say a day, you're not permitted to look because maybe you'll be Metamehim and you'll give merit. Why should I clear? I mean, I'll be Metamehim? Mistome, it did not change. And if it did not change, so there's, the halacha after the first week is that there's a second week of Hezka. If it didn't change, it remained the same, there's a second week of Hezka. So a second week of Hezka is, I'm not doing anything wrong then. If I won't come, I'll be Muzga. Now if I will come, I'll be Muzga. So there's no wrong. And there's a possibility, maybe it became Toyer. So Zicha come. That's why the Gemara says, Kula Amo Loi Pligi, Techazi Loi, Afil Rabbi Yossi, because Samaz Eklar, maybe it spread, maybe there was a Michya, maybe there was a Seilov, that I don't chalim from such things. That's the first one. The second week, the Seif, the second week is Rashi Meiradik. Also, we don't clear maybe there was a change. And what is the din according to Rashi if there was no change? If it was Loike Yohanega, the Nega remained the same Mare and the same size. So Rashi Lashitasi Histame. So Memelis of the Gemara is Meiradik. The whole Machloikis is by the Hezge Sheni. That means Tamazoi to think that changes occurred that we don't think about. That means that the Kohen should hold himself back from looking at the Nega because maybe a change occurred and maybe I'll be mekalkel this person. Why should I dream of such things? So for Kerb, I don't clear that a physical change occurred. I tell on Chazok and Mustama things are the same. So therefore, after the first week, so they mean, so there's only two tzodim. That means maybe it's the same. Or maybe, Taka, there was a change l'gut. A change l'gut that's worthwhile for me to come. I mean, that'll come. But to say I'm not allowed to come because I'll be mekalkel simchas yontif. I don't have to declare for a change. I don't have to declare for a change. So memele, by the seif of the hesger rishen, I'm permitted to go and look at the negafil according to Rabbi Yossi because I only have to clear of two possibilities. Either it became toil, which would be wonderful, or remained the same, which is also nishkefeluk, because so then I'm not being mekalkalim, so saivasai he's a muska. The second week, so then there's a machlekes already by the second week. Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to come. Because if it remained the same, and mestoma you can assume it remained the same, he'll become tame. The Pasuk only says he becomes toya by the end of the second week. That's how the Mishloach Melech for Emphas Shitas Rashi. But according to the Ramban, you can't say such a thing. According to the Ramban, if it remains the same, he's also toya. So why didn't he come the second week? That means if you'll say such a yesod that you don't clear, that you don't clear for any ishtanis, you assume it remained the same. And that's why you come the first week, so come the second week also. It remained the same. Why the second week all of a sudden you're waking up and you say, maybe there'll be metame. The only way there'll be metame the second week is maybe it's posa nega. So the first week also can be posa nega. So Taisvis Mustamba learns like the Ramban. So Taisvis was stuck. Taisvis Amir Dikikashi. Aber Rashi Lashitosa, he has a beautiful Mahalach in the Gemara. This is what the Mishloach Melech says. The Yesh Lefarech. So now, so Taisvis wants to say a new Mahalach in Gans. Behez Gerishin Kolalmi Lepligi Dechazile. Everyone holds the Chazile. Havatam mishum de letaroi e letamoi loishayich lemedrish achoish etzorich letamoi saidayne besayif hezger sheni. Aber besayif hezger rishen, the end of the first hezger, roi hu lahazger oid, buloi yitamenu. So what is Pshat and Taisvis Teretz? Pshat and Taisvis Teretz is as follows. Rabbi Yossi had a drosha. The posuk says, letaroi e letamoi. That you have to do one of the two, and that means that you can't be mishtamet, you can't be shaisik. Either you say it's ter, you say it's tomet. You have to give an opinion what it is. So Taisvis says, this halacha is only when there are only two alternatives. That means by the end of the Hezker Sheini, so then it's either he's metamim, there's no third week of Hezker, so either he's metamehim or he's metayrim. So that's Gzeres HaKosov. You have to say one of the two. But at the end of the first week, there's a third alternative. Could be there'll be Heska. So that Gzeres HaKosov that says that you have to say something, that is davke in a place where there's only these two alternatives. Letare or letame, so the Torah said, you have to either be metare or metame. But by the end of the first week, I have another alternative. So the pasuk doesn't speak about such a case where there are three alternatives.
So Memela, after the first week, I can keep quiet, according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Gemara means. That end, at the end of the Hezgerishin, everyone is Maidi can look, because the Rabbi Yossi is also Maidi to Rameya. If he doesn't want to say anything, he doesn't have to say anything. That's what Tosfos wants to say. V'chol ze doichik. That's a pshat doichik. That means Tosfos is saying pshat and Rabbi Yossi's drosha that since there's another alternative, so he's not committed to say the pasuk. That he sells this for a doichik. Lekach nire divrei Rabbeinu Yitzchak behezgerishen haynu tchilas hezgerishen. Sheyochel lishtoik behen, loishayech letaroi oi letamoi. Now, what is Tosfos saying? The Mishnah Lamelech wants to say pshat and Tosfos as follows. Mishnah wants to say that the whole din of letaroi or letamoi, that either he has to be metayrim, or he has to be metamim, he can't be shaysik. That is davke when he was niskak the tume. That means that, already there was a matzav of hesker, so now that we have to come to achlote, letaroi, letamoi, that means he was already put into a matzav of hesker, which now we have to decide what the sof is going to be. But before we were masking him, so now nothing happened yet. So now before he was niskak letume, so then the koyin could go and look at it. And if he doesn't want to say anything, he doesn't have to say anything. So that means before Tosfos is saying achidish, that before he was niskak letume, there's no din of letari letami. Letari letami was said when he was already in a matzav of Heskel. So he was niskak letumi already. He's put into a matzav of Sofik. We don't know what's going to be with you. So there he has to say a dover boru, yotoyer, yotome. But before it was niskak leheskel, so mainly he's not mechuyev to say anything. That's what how the Mishnah wants to say pshat and Tosfos. But he has Amir de Kekashe. The Hagemara says, Amar Rove, B'toyer kulamu lepligi deloichazilei. Hagemara says, a toyer that's coming to the Kohen for the first time, everyone holds you don't look at him. So that's Fakert from Tosfos. I mean, Rashi explained, a toyer, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Poshet. Look at him, he has to tell him he's Tomei. So Hagemara says, Klaw, that b'tchilas hezgerishin, that means before you masker him, our Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, ain't going, not allowed to look, this will have to be metame. And Tosfos says, fakert, you won't have to be metame. So the Mishnah wants to say, maybe Tosfos wasn't geirus this in the Gemara, but b'tchilas hezgerishin, d'lei chazilei, says we don't have this in our Rashi either. Rashi and the Rib says it, but Kabbonim Rashi over here doesn't say it's Mevo Tosfos wasn't Geir sitting guns. That's what the Mishnah Malach wants to say. The Svas Emes wants to say a little different. Svas Emes wants to say that as follows. That, what is the din if the Kohen said that he needs Hesker. He needs Hesker. Fine, so whatever Hesker is, Hesker was, he was in solitary confinement, he needs Hesker. Now, Lemaise, what happened if before he went into this matzav of Hesker, a few days passed? Fine. So let's say the Kohen told him, Sunday, we have to be masker you, till Wednesday, for some reason, let's say they weren't maskev, when that they're going to make hesker. So the Sfas Emes says that Wednesday, before they masker him, they call the kohen again to look. Why did they call the kohen to look? The kohen said you have to be masker. He says because we have the gather pisyon is relative. That means let's say if a lechatchila person comes with a nega that's five the size of five grisim, so that's a nega. There's no say alone, there's no michya. So this is a nega. We have to study it. We'll make hesker on it. Now, if it got, at the end of the week, it got six grisim, oh, that's pishayin. So the nega grew. Pishayin is only shayach after we know what the size of the nega was betchilas hesker. And then we're going to see the size of the nega at the end of the first week of Deska, then that's how you make Pishya. So, for example, let us say that he had shown, the Nega was shown to the Kohen on a Sunday. On the Sunday, the Nega, let's say, was two grisim. Two grisim, fine. Now, he told him to make Hezka. For some reason, it slept out. He didn't make Hezka. We're up to Wednesday. Wednesday we're going to make the hesker. Now let us say, Wednesday there's one gris, which is also a maranega. So now the kohen has to come on Wednesday to see the size of the nega we're going to be masker. So now if at the end of the week it'll be two, so this is a one gris nega we're going to make a hesker on. So if at the end of the week it'll be two gris and there was pishyain. You can't cheshbin with what was 3 days ago. You have to look the size of the nega before we start the hezga, and we cheshben pishyon with that. So the Sfas Emes says, so tchilas hezga does not mean when he's a toyer. Tchilas hezga means the tchila when there was already an amira you have to make hezga, but poyul you did not make hezga, and when this man comes to make hezga, you have to look now before. Fine. So now, what's the mile of this? So the Sfas Emes says, in this man, when he's looking right now, could he be metayrim? Could he be metayrim now, in this man? So the Sfas Emes says he can't be metayrim. Why not? Because already there was a psak, he needs hesker. So the minute he needs hesker, you cannot become toyer without hesker. So now, Bishas, this Riyah, this is a Riyah that is not Shaykh Letavai. Because he won't become Toyer. Because he needs Hesker. Now he needs Hesker. So that's what Taisis is saying. So Taisis is saying, the Gzeiris Akos of Letavai Letamoi was only said, if you can be Metayrim, then you have to be Metamim. You can't keep quiet. But betchilas hesker, we're speaking about a delayed hesker. That in this man you can't be metayrim anymore because he needs in order for tar needs hesker. So memele, so then you're not mochiv to be metamim. So that is what Taisvus is saying. So according to the kach nira div rabbeinu Yitzchak behesgerishin haynu betchilas hesgerishin. Before you make the hesker rishon, sheyachalish tekbem doloi shayech letaroi oy letamoi. There's no din letaroi over here. Behesger sheini. Now, what does behesger sheini mean? Vuhu betchilas hesker sheini. This is betchilas hesker sheini. So bachsach mir toisvus means we look at it before the hesker sheini, shema eina yochel lishtoik. Maybe now he can't be shoysik. Now, what is the suffix of taisvis? U betchilas hesker sheini shema eina yochel lishtoik. So lechayre, according to the Mishnah Machadon, understand what the suffix of taisvis is. That means uzali niskak letume. He was, now you have to say something. So why betchilas hesker sheini before the second hesker starts? Maybe he can't be shoysik. Maybe he should be shoysik. But according to the Sfas Emes, could be pshat is like this. We're starting now the Hezker Sheini. So Be'emesin, there's no letari either. That means if it was, we said that you have to make a Hezker, need a Hezker Sheini, let's say it was the same. It was the same at the end of the first week, so they told them you have to make a Hezker. So when we're looking now at the Nega, let's make it the way it was before, so maybe for some reason the Hezker didn't start, the Hezker will start 2 days later. So now he'll look at the Nega before he starts the Hezker Sheini. So could it be Letari? It can't be Letari either, because now that there was a din, he needs a Hezker Sheini, he can't be Matayim without a Hezker. But since already there was chal on him a din of letari letamei, because b'soif has gerishin, they could have been metayrim. So Taisus holds, so already there's already a din letari letamei already. Even though now b'shas riyeh, I can't be metayrim, but since there's already chal on this nega a din of letari letamei, could be that's what Taisus means. Shemo eina yochel ishtay. Maybe now he can't be shaysi. So pshat and the gemara bez gesheni means, I feel a bit chilas as gesheni. What the mesayv as gesheni? Eishayv as gesheni zicha can't be shaysi. That lechayr is pshat and taisvis. The gemara said later that the reason that Rabbi Yossi holds that, the reason that Rabbi Yossi holds is not Raya the Nega, because it says Latari Latamixi. So Taisi says, Bepek Basch de Nozir, Dorish Minei, Posach Akosu, Betaro Trila. Kabi Sofik Sayaloven, Kaidem Lebaheres. The Gemara Darshans from this Posik, but let's say the din is as follows, that, a seyer lovon, that is a simen tumme by a nega, means that after the nega came, there was a seyer shocher in this area, and there was nesapach liyesh lovon. So that already is a simen tumme. That means the nega, which is here, was mahapach the seyer shocher to become a seyer lovon, that is a simen tumme. What is the din if there was a seyer shocher that became lovon and afterwards the nega came? So then the din, that's not a simen tuma. Seyer lovon and later they became a nega, that's not a simen tuma. A seyer lovon that came about through the nega, that's a simen tuma. So the shaila is, what if the kohen goes and sees the nega and he sees a seyer lovon and he does not know what the seder was? Did the nega come first and then the seyer lovon came? So he's a muchlet. Did the seyer lovon come first and then the nega came? So he's a muska. So the Gemara darshens in Nozir, posach hakosu betaro tchile. That's a kerta. If you don't know, you should be metayrim. Kabi sofik seyer lovon koydem lebeheres. So we see the Gemara makes up another drosha from this, that if you don't know, you have to be metayrim. So Taisa says, v'hosam drosha m'dachsiv letari bereisha. There the drosha is, that means b'emesin letari letami means, that's pashte dikro, that he has to say one of the two. He can't be shaysik. But there the Gemara darshins, that what the posik was peseach betara tchile, that's another drosha. So we learn from this that if one doesn't know, one should be metayrim. So sofik kodma say a lovon lebeheres, or beheres will say a lovon, so he should be metayrim. And here the Gemara Darshan is megufa dekro. Hochi garsinen betoyras koyenim. Let us just see the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lememre the muchlet muta betash mishemite." Ain that a muchlet is muta v'sanye v'yoshav michutz la'ola yishivas yomim. So this is the posik that b'mei sefiroi he's also betash mishemite. She also betash mishemite v'in olay aleishkoi shenem aleich amolam shuv lachem la'aleich.
Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Oimer, Shivas Yomim Yispiru Loi, Yimei Sefiroi, V'loi Yimei Chaluta. So the Rabbi's drosh is, we learn out that Afki Yimei Sefiroi is also B'tashmish, V'loi Bimei Chaluta. And Rabbi brings down a psaposik in Yecheskel, Rabbi Oimer, Shivas Yomim Yispiru Loi. Shivas Yomim Yemei Sefiroi. Now Tosfos says in Teres Koinim, but does not say Shivas Yomim Yisperu Loi. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Now it says Shivas Yomim Yemei Sefiroi. That's the drosh. The drosh is Yemei Sefiroi, the 7 days of Yemei Sefiroi. Then he's also betash mishamita. But Bimei Chaluta, he's not also B'tash Mishamit. So how does this Pasik Shiva Shomim Yisperu Loi come into our Gemara? So Tosfos says, V'agav Shenichtav, let us see the Loshon Haba, V'agav Shenichtav, V'perik Pasve, V'achei Torosoi, Perish. V'hai Krodi Yecheskel Shiva Shomim Yisperu Loi Mayri Im Nitztar, Kedemuchach, Perik Pasve, Daftesbo, Miperish Rashi, V'Tosfos, Perigil Hashem. This pasuk is also speaking about a person who became a mitzvah. But there was no need whatsoever to bring down this pasuk. That means if the Gemara wants to bring a drosh, this is Rabbi's drosh, that it's a Yoshim Chutz Me'oloi, this is only by Yemei Sefiroi, this is calling for Yoshim Chutz Me'oloi, don't have a Darshim on the Pasuk, Shivas Yomim Yisperu Loi. Ela Agav, the Maisi Laikro, Beperik Basre, Kosvu Kan. The Gemara bring, that Pasuk seems is also speaking about Yemei Sefiroi, so the Gemara, Agavucha, brought down the Loshin Akro, but that Emerson is not the Drosha, the Kedrosha is the way that the Teres Koinim says, Shivas Yemei Sefiroi, Beshivas Yemei Sefiroi, he's V'yoshav Chutz Me'oloi, and that's it. Then the Gemara brought down that they asked Rabbeinu HaKodesh, they asked him if Arvichaye Yosam was born from Uziyo when Uziyo was a Metzayre. So you see that a Metzayr is Mutter B'tash Mishamit, and Rabbi says, I agree, I hold Taka that a Mukhlet is Mutter B'tash Mishamit. Now, how do we know this, that Yosam was born when Uziyah was a Metzayr? The last 25 years of his life, he was a Metzayr, that's true. But how do you know when Yosam, that Yosam was born when he was a Metzayr, that he was Nisaber from a Metzayr? Perish Arav Rav Kleinemis, Dersiv, it says this apostle in Yeshaya, Uba'oid Shishim Bechome Shona, another 65 years, Yechas Afroyim Ayom, so Afroyim will break, will become Ois Nation. Now, so Yeshaya Anovi is telling us a date, in 65 years this will occur. Now, the shaila is from when are we starting these 65 years? V'hainu min nebuas omis. That means 65 years from nebuas omis, which was 2 years before Yeshaya Novid said this nebuah. Is afapishi Yeshayo omro, even though Yeshayo said this man, but this man is not from this man that Yeshayo was living then. This man is from 2 years previously. V'Yishaya nisnabe v'shor shenisnage Uziyo. Yishaya said this nevue when Uziyo became a menuge. K'demuchach kroy shahoyarash ayidei shahoshu ayoynim l'soylfoy v'tachtoynim l'bola. They wanted to bring in k'teres and dehechol, so there was a rash. So, and this time, so he said, so then Yeshayo Anovi said the Nebuah that in 65 years from Nebuah's Omois, that there'll be Yeches Ephraim Ayom. Umayne le Nebuah's Omish, and Isnabish no Simulth Neharash.
And then, and 2 years ago, he almost said, the Yisrael golo yigla mi'alad Mosai. That was the Nevuah of Amos. And this Nevuah, 2 years later, Shayol Novi said, will be Niskayim 65 years from when Amos said it, will be Niskayim. Sha'oz nigzra gzeira. The gzeira was when Amos said it. And Yeshayahu Navi says 2 years later that in 63 years more, it will be in the sky of this Xayah. 65 years from when Omei said this Nebuah. Now, V'kamo yeish had golos Hoshea ben Ola, Shoye b'shna sheish l'chizkiyo. Now, how long did it take from this to the golos Hoshea ben Ola? This is the Yechas Ephraim Eom. So, when did this occur? Sacheshboinei Samachei Shonim. This is 65 years. Bei Shonim Koidem Nidoi. That means, we said before, the Yishayo Anovi, his Nebuah is in 65 years from when Omei said his Nebuah. That Gola Yiglo Mialad Mosek. So, the Nebuah said 2 years before. B'chov hei denigoy. And now we have another 25 years that Uzio was a metzora. Uzio nisnage chov hei shana. Lifnei moisoy. That means the last 25 years of his life he was a metzora. So how many do we have so far? So we have 27 years. 25 plus 2. V'yudvov diyoysom. And now we have 16 years that Yosem was the king. So that's 27 and 16 is 43. Vishesh Esrei the Ochos. And now 43 and 16 is 59. Vishesh Lechizkiya. And then another 6 years of Chizkiya is 65. Hoya Hagolos. Chesama Cheshon. So now we know that Pshat Yishayahu HaNavi said in 65 years, starting from Nebuas Omois, they'll go into Golas. Now, V'yoysom ben Chof Eishonim Shemolach. Now Yoysom was 25 years old when he became Melach. So he became Melach after Uzziah died. And Uzziah was a metzora for the last 25 years. V'yoysom ben chof eishonim k'shemolach. V'imkein hoya iburoi b'mei chalutoi. So that means if he was 25, let's assume for 1 minute that Uzziah became a metzora in the beginning of that year, beginning of the first year of the 25 years. And when is, and in that year, let's say he became a metzora for practical purposes, let's say he became a metzora Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah of that year became a metzora. And in that year, Yosem was born. In that year, Yosem was born because he was 25 years old. He was 25 years old. He was 25 years old, Hastus, when he became Melech. And he became Melech after Uzziah died. V'yoysim b'chof eishanik shemolach. V'in kein hoye iburoi b'mei chalutoi. So his mother was nesaber from him from Uzziah when he was a cholot. So we see from this that's like what Rebbe said, that a cholot is muta b'tash m'shemit. When Taisus says, Mikobokem ein Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yudah Mukshe, so what does Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yudah do with this pasuk? Yishloimed nisnage b'soif hashana. That we say 25 years he was a metzora, not 25 complete years. The soif of the first year he became a metzora. Iburi ha'ise b'tchilas hashana. And he was nesaba before. You could say that Aphilip became a Metzor in the beginning of the 25th year, but L'chayre, so could be, he was born in the 25th year, but the Ibbah could be was the year before. L'chair, it's the same thing. Perish Nevi'im, Perish Rashi, Cheshben Zeh. V'chei Mechir B'sei Do'ilo. Ma'acher Shezeh, yeah. Now, Ma'acher Shezeh, is, now, this connection, what Taisvis, what we said till now, what Taisvis is going to say further, is very, very unclear. The Rishash says he doesn't understand the Cheshben. About Al-Kaponim, but now Taisvis is Mekasher, but what Taisvis said till now, Taisvis is asking a Kash. Nimtso, Shetzorich Le'yashim, now we have to find for a Kash. V'loi Uziyohu V'Yerovam Molchu Ka'achas. Uziyohu and Yerovam became king at the same time. That's Mavur, my studies. V'ho, this is the Rishashi Girshe. So they became king the same time. The same year they both became king, Uziyohu and Yerovam. This is not the Yerovam that was B'mei Shloim, but this is a later Yerovam. V'ho Yerovam Molach Mem Aleph Shalem. They became king the same time, but Yerovam was a melech 41 years. Vim kain shemeis. So when Yerovam died, hoyo mem aleph lemalchus is a yo. So this should be, so this was the four, if they both became melech at the same time, and he died when he was melech for 41 years, vim kain shemeis, hoyo mem aleph lemalchus is a yo. So there were 41 years the Malchus was yo. Because of Oimel, Vishnas Shloishim Ushmoino, 38 years, Lazariah Melech Yehuda, Moloch Zechariah Ben Yerovam. Lazariah Melech Yehuda is Uziyah. So it says, when the 38th year of his Malchus, so Yerovam died, and Zechariah became king. Bishnah Shloish Mishmain Lazariya Moloch Melch Yudah Moloch Zachariah Ben Yerovam. In Kain Chos Gimel Shonim. So how could that be that this was the 38th year of the Malchus Uziyah if they both became Molochim together? So Lechayra, this should have been the 41st year. Yishleima, the Moloch, doesn't say that Yerovam died then. It says that Zechariah ben Yerovam became Melech. So it could be Vishloima the Molach Gimel Shonim Bechaye Oviv. That means he was a Melech 3 years Bechaye Oviv. Can even mitzvahs perushim docha have a maisa de Zechariah Molach Bechaye Oviv Gimel Shonim. So the pasuk says, when did he become Melech? This is the 38th year. This was the 38th year of Malchus Azariah, which is Uziyahu. And he gave me his perush, and I have a maisa the Shai Molach Hayerovim over Gemoshon. Now, we heard in the Gemara, Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, if a cholot is muta betashmish. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says, if b'mei sfira is also betashmish, is b'mei chalut evad, the givis is also betashmish. And Rabbi said, no, my the goli goli, my the loy goli, loy goli. It says b'mei sfira is also betashmish, that's it. But b'mei chalutoi is not also betashmish. So Taisu says, Yesh Makshim, I'd like go, legal, Yesh Makshim, Lom, in Rabbi Derish Kalvachim. I mean, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is 100% right. That means if we find a Tomei of Yemei Sviroi is also Betashmish, he's Mutter, Blobi Bemachne. So Tomei Bemei Chalute, which is also Lobi Bemachne, but the Gibis is also Betashmish. Why does he dash the Kalvachim, I say, I'd like go, legal? Vishemo, Adam don kavuchem and meyatzmais. Why didn't you dash the kavuchem? Shema yesham pircha. Maybe there's some sort of a pircha on this kavuchem for some reason. That's what Rebbe holds. Shema metzayre chidushu. The whole Indian of metzayre is a chidush. The whole thing is a chidush. So my the goli goli, my he can't learn out from a chidush. And lechbay al chidusha. Is a chiddush that a mitzayre b'mei sfura is Zosa betash mishamite. So that's it. You can't learn that from Chidusha. Inami zayin yomi mashma miyut lafuki yimei chalutoi. The Pasuk says that 7 days he should be yosh mechutz lo'oloi shivas yomim. So Rebbe learns, so that's the Pasuk says, that's the only zman is osa betashmish. V'yosh mechutz lo'oloi shivas yomim, only 7 days. So lemaisa sakocha, but you mean only 7 days. What's yimei chalutoi? So yimei chalutoi is not yosh mechutz lo'oloi yimei chalutoi, it's muta betashmish amit. V'idoch the mitztarich legufa. So Taisi says that no kasha on v'yesev el yud. It has to say that the yimei sfira 7 days. That he's also 7 days. It doesn't, but it's not muchach that it's a miyut on the yimei chaluta. Miyut, and Taisi wants to say midrchiv beiloi shba midrchivute. So Taisi wants to say could be the svara. Could be the sfora of Rebbe is, it says, Oholoi. Others say, Pshat, you can write Oholoi with a hey also, with a hey seifis also. And since it says Oholoi with a vav, so we darshin that the Yoshev Mechutz La Oholoi. That means the oil of Yemei Sfiroi, he's mechutz lemachna. Oil shaloi. The oil of Yemei Sfiroi is also betashmish. But all the others manim is muta betashmish. That's why it's maida goli goli, maida goli goli legol. So you have a miut that is memayit Yemei Chaluta. Zok to Gemara weiter. The memre, the Bekoyin Talia Milse, so the Gemara asks, it would seem from our Mishnah, the Bekoyin Talia Milse. The memre, the Bekoyin Talia Milse, Porich Bein L'Rameya, Bein L'Rav Yosi. Rameya Oime Behedye I Tomei Shosik. If he's Tomei, he keeps quiet. Rav Yosi Koma Ein Roye Klal. Michlal the Rav Yosi Sova Ilei Boi. So we're learning a Gemara now. I'd like to learn in the Gemara the way the Maloi Haroyim says pshat, a beautiful pshat in our Gemara. And Dachsim, it's mashma like this from the Rashi we just learned now. What is the pilpul of our Gemara? The pilpul of our Gemara is that the Gemara saw Sai in Rameya and Sai in Rav Yosi Amoira de Kechidish, which is very difficult to understand. That means as follows. The Gemara says, according to Rameya, you look at the Nega, it's Tomei, don't say anything. According to Rav Yosi, if you look, it's bitter, you have to say. So don't look. It's also no problem. So, L'chairem, where do we have such an hoge that ignorance is bliss. That means that if it is a nega there, he's tummy automatically. So our Gemara is going to be mefalpel on this nekude. We know the halacha is that by negoyim there's a mechudish tikedin. That dafke the amir of the koyin is metame, and dafke the amir of the koyin is metar, which is a mechudish tikedin. There's no such din anywhere else. So our Gemara is going to be mevarded. How do you know such a thing? Where do you know such a thing? From the Mishnah it seems klo. From the Mishnah it seems klo. The memre de bekoyin tal yemilse. From our Mishnah it seems that the tume depends on the koyin. And by emison, this is a double kasha. From our Mishnah, one thing we see that if the Kohen does not say anything, he's not Tomei. That's what Rashi says, will I have it Tomei? You see, it's up to the Kohen, and if he doesn't say anything, he's not Tomei. That's one way of the Kiddush. He has the money to me, but he's not Tomei. Number two, we see from our Mishnah, the Bekohen Tal Yemilse, that if he doesn't want to say, he doesn't have to say. He's not obligated to say. That's the second chiddush we see. So two chiddushim, one that without the kohen he's not tomei, And number two, that the Kohen, if he doesn't want to say, he doesn't have to say. Frag the Gemara. The name of the Kohen Talimils is a Gemara. And that's right. Vasanya benichuse, we learned that barais. The Pasuk says, Ubeyoim eroyoiz boy. Yesh yoim sha'ata roye boy, ve'yesh yoim she'i ata roye boy. There's one day that one can look at the nega, and one day that he can't look at the nega. Mikan omru chosen shenoilet boy nega, that chosen oilet nega, noisen loy zayin yimei hamishte, loy, ulebeisoy, ulechsusoy. You don't look at it. V'chein beregel, noisen loy shivet shimei haregel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? So Rabbi Yehuda Be'emerson saw these two Yesoides in this Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? That Achosin Shanoilu Loi Nega. You don't look at it. So you don't look at it. But if it's a Nega Tomei, he's Tomei. So what did you accomplish? Is a Raya. That if the Kohen was not Metamed, he's not Tomei. So one Yesod you see. A second Yesod you see, is that the Kohen, he doesn't look at it. That means he's not Mechuyiv to look at it. Al Kapana, that we hear in our Mishnah, Chalamoid. You're not metamed, you don't look at it. According to Abiyesh, you're not metamed, according to Rameya. You can do such a thing. We also see this in the Pasuk. B'yoyim reis, there's certain days you're mechuyiv to look at the nega, and there's certain days you're not mechuyiv to look at the nega. So we see these two yesoides, that without looking, nothing will happen, and you're not mechuyiv to look all the time. What does Rashi say? He won't look at it. That is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoimer Einitzorich. Yes, you don't have to bring this posik. I don't need this posik of B'yoim Heirois. I have a different posik. V'tziva HaKoyim U'pino Esabayis. It says in the Pasuk, V'tzivu ha'akoyin, opinu ha'sabayis. Now, what is the purpose of opinu ha'sabayis? So the purpose of opinu ha'sabayis is that they take out the kelim, they shouldn't have to be toivel them, or the kelim that tefillah doesn't help. So opinu ha'sabayis. So now, so what happens? So let us understand this Pasuk. The kohen comes 1 o'clock, the Kohen says, you have time to take out all the kelim. That means by 3 o'clock, deadline, everything has to be out in the streets. Okay, so here, Bebison, we see both you say this. So Boskate Ma'on, by 3 o'clock it's out in the streets, but by 1 o'clock it wasn't out in the streets. And 1 o'clock it was a nega tome, and so why didn't the kelim become tome? So we see this you saw before the Kohen opens up his mouth. Before the Kohen opens up his mouth, it's not Tomei. So you have time yet. It didn't become Tomei. Yesod number two we see, also the Kohen can say, I'm giving you to 3 o'clock. So my mate, what are you giving to 3 o'clock? You're here already. Look at the Nega. What are you giving him to 3 o'clock? So we see also that it's Biyad, it's totally Biyad the Kohen. If the Kohen wants, he looks at it. And if the Kohen wants, he gives him time. So now Rabbi made a kalvochaime. Im mamtinim loy, if you're allowed to wait for him, the dvar harishus. This is in the second aloche that he's not mechuyev to look at it right away. And what is it? Negeya. It's negeya. Klicheres things that he won't be. That tefila doesn't help. But for dvar harishus, they push off the riyas hanega. Is koshken ledvar mitzvah. So maybe that would you need a posik. Ubiyoim hora ois. To tell me that you don't look by a chos and you don't look by the regel. I have a kalvachayma. If for advar harishus you don't look. So for advar mitzvah, teshter advar mitzvah, yizicha don't look. So we have to remember this gemara because we're going to have problems pretty soon. Rabbi said, "Ein leitzorich. I don't need this first pasuk. You're learning out that you don't look at a nega beregel because it says b'yayim harois. Certain days you don't look. I don't need this pasuk. I have a limud from Betziva Akoyinu Pinu Asabayis. From here I can derive that Imamtinu Leledvar Rishus Kolshkin Ledvar Mitzvah. My Binai, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi? Amar Rabbi Mashmoiz Dershim Ikebenai. He has this drosha, he has this drosha. But halachically there's no difference. The Rav Omar Dvar Rishus Ikebenai. Rav said, Advar HaRishus Ika Binayu. That is, are you permitted to be mamtim for Advar HaRishus? Rav Yudah is a posuk, and be yoyim hora ois, this posuk is on the goal. Tzorech mitzvah, not ishter, simchas yontem, simchas chosam, you're permitted not to look, not to be niskak letume. But for Advar HaRishus, it is no posuk. Now, let us see Rashi so far. So Rashi, imamtinu dvar reshus, rememtinu loy. So we see we're mamtim, she'ein metamin, ad she'mefan lekol ha'kelim. They would not metam to all the kelim come out. She'bebayis. From here we can learn out the betume de beguf einami mamtin ledvar reshus. Dum yedahochem. Kivin de ba'ashkin de betume de guf mamtin ledvar reshus. Kolshkin de matin ledvar mitzvah kegoyin choson uberegel. Now, I'd like to Rashi, the Gemara will perhaps a little later become more self-explanatory, but I'd like to say over the way the Mle Reim learns Pshat, so now we'll understand this Gemara, what Rashi is speaking about. The Mle Reim says, Amoyre Dikedeher. The Mle Reim says, we mentioned before that there's a Chiddush by Metzayre, that is different than all other tumas. All other tumas, if he's tummy, he's tummy. You don't have to tell him he's tummy. He's tummy. And by mitzayr, you have to tell him he's tummy. Now, there are two, there's tumas kalim, and there's tumas haguf. The Gemara says later in Davches, the eitzim v'avonim ba'alma loy metame v'hochi metame. There's a chiddush by metzayre that eitzim babonim, even though all the time they're not metame, here they're metame. Now, the Mlerim lines, the Daudis says eitzim babonim means the eitzim and the avonim of the bayis, which in Yisod are not dvorim amakablim tume, it's pshutikli eitz, it's an even, it's not makabal tume. And here we see that the bayis becomes tume. That's the Mlerim lines, pshat eitzim babonim. So this is a chiddush. This is a chiddush. So there's a svara to say that din, what the Torah had said, that is no tume till the kohen says it's tume, could be this din was only said on tumas eitzim babonim. Because Tumas eats and one of Bechal is a Chiddush. They Bechal api Gidrei Tumah v'Tara, they Bechal shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. The house Bechal shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. There's a Gzeiris at cause of that the house is Mekabel Tumah. But the Torah said, listen, this Chiddush is only if the Kohen says it's Tumah. If the Kohen doesn't say it's Tumah, so tak, we don't have this Chiddush akro. So this Chiddush, did be a svara to say, that this Chiddush that you need Amiras HaKoyim, perhaps this Chiddush was only said, Ligabe Adovo, that is a Chiddush Bechal's Mekabel Tume. So there the Torah said it is a Mekabel Tume, but only a Amiras HaKoyim. What about an Odom? That what an Odom is Mekabel Tume is not a Chiddush. An Odom is Mekabel Tume. So it could be by an Odom, if an Odom had a Nega, could be there's no Indian of Hamtonas HaKoyim. He'll wait. He's tummy, but there's no Indian of waiting. It could be a Nige Odom, since the Tumas Odom is not a Tumas Mechudeshes. So it could be by Nige Odom Hamtone won't help. Hamtone, that means that or we have a Chiddush, that the Tum is only Chal with Amiris HaKoyin. There's a Svorah to say, where does it say, Upivitziva HaKoyin Upinu Es Habayis? Where does it say that the Tum is not Chal on the Bayis? Let us assume, till the Koyin comes. That is speaking about a Tumma Mechudeshes. They were speaking about a Tumma Mechudeshes without a Posik, and Chal wouldn't be Mekabel Tumma. So the Posik says it's Mekabel Tumma. So the Posik is Megal, but only Mekabel Tumma Edei Miras HaKoyin. But Tumas Odom, which there, if he is Mekabel Tumma, it's not a Tumma Mechudeshes. So it could be that the Miras HaKoyin is Lemal Leimoyrit. If he has a Negel, become Tumma. So now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Again, we understand what Rashi is saying. Imamtimin ledvar harishus. Harei mamtimin loy she'ein metamin ad she'mefana kolokelim. So it's not mekabel tumme. The whole house is not mekabel tumme. Till that the mefana the kelim. So we see that you need amiris hakoin and tumme sabayis. Kolokelim she'babayis. The yafine mino. So now Rashi says, the betume de begufa nami mamtim ledvara shus tum yidoche. Now Rebbe learned out, and later we'll see how Rebbe was able to learn out, but Rebbe learned out that by a tumis odom, which is not a mechudish de ketume, you also are not mekabel this tume till the kain is metam. Now, the kivon, the ashkren, the betume, the begufe, mamtinila, ledvahashus. So now, I know how we learn out, that's problematic. That we'll see later in the sugya. But since we see the betume, the gufe, mamtinila, ledvahashus, is koshken, the mamtinila, ledvah, mitzuke, gain, chosno, beregel. So this was the limud of Rebbe. He says, Rebbe had to go with two steps. But Rebbe said that I see that by advar the pasuk says that by advar horishus the tumis habayis is totally by miras hakoyin. Well, that's by tumis habayis. And then he learned out some way that by tumis aguf also you need a miras hakoyin in order for the tumah to be chal. So Memelis, now we say a kalvochoimer, so by a tumis mitzvah, by a dvar mitzvah, ziche the coin is permitted to be mamtin, and he doesn't have to be metamim. If a dvar reshus is a reason, a legitimate reason to be mamtin, it's kolshkin dvar mitzvah.